Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Braves trying to get the series win here on a Sunday. This might do it. Up the middle. Austin Riley. He delivers. Acuña scores. And the Braves walk it off.
That was Austin Riley's walk-off RBI single as the Braves go on to beat Cleveland 4-3. And that was courtesy of Bally Sports, Brandon Godden, as always, on the call.
Yeah, look, I called it. Somebody decided to tweet me last night and say, hey, man, you called it 7-2 on the homestand. And that was exactly what you knew. Cody tweeted me last night, so shout out to Cody. Because that was a great homestand. You won 7-9. You beat Cleveland, who has the best record in baseball coming in. And you beat the defending world champions 2-3 as well. And you swept the fish, which is what you got to do with a team like the Marlins. I mean, it's funny because all we talked about the first couple of weeks of the season was how the starting pitching was lacking and how you needed, you needed the bats to carry you. The starting pitching has been phenomenal this series. They had five, and going into yesterday, they had five straight games at the starting pitcher, giving you six more innings. And Chris Sale was dominant Friday night, giving, I think he pitched seven innings for like the third straight game. He went seven innings and gave up one run, I believe was what it was. And then Morton was dominant as well.
He looks so good.
He threw seven shutout. And you should have won Saturday night when you're in the top of the 10th. The bottom of the 10th with the bases loaded and nobody out, and you can't come through. And like the caller alluded to earlier, Mike, you're not getting a lot of production from Acuña, Riley, and Olson. And Acuña has been the most productive of the three up until yesterday.
Yeah.
And his strikeout rate has nearly doubled from so far this season from what it was over the entirety of last season. It went from like 11 to almost, I think it's just over 23.
I think he had 17 strikeouts in the month of April last year.
Yeah, so, and he's already well surpassed that. Yeah. So that's a little bit. But remember when we talked about this, and I know we got to get to United, but what did we talk about when he missed 3 weeks of spring training? I said, hey, I'm worried he won't get off to the start
vision,
that he did last year.
Strike zone. To be fair to him, he has had the lack of benefit on some really close calls that he looks more frustrated than I remember him being in a long time at the plate with some of the home plate umpire calls. And I think that that's partly the umpire, having bad calls, but I also think that I don't think he's seeing the ball well right now. And I think that's even when he does hit it and he's getting one in the zone, he doesn't seem to be squaring it up. And look, brought it up a couple of weeks ago on Fair Foul. Is anybody panicking about kind of his strikeout rate? You're still not. Nobody's panicking about Ronald Acuña, but it's easy to say that when you are winning 7-9 on a homestand and you By the way, ding, winning a Sunday game, which is a beautiful thing that the Braves have not been able to pull off, it seems like, ever in the last couple of years. And so it's a good series. You love the fact that they come away with the game yesterday. And going back to your Charlie Morton comment, man, I just love watching him pitch right now because he looks so effortless, and he's still hitting 95, 96 on the gun. And it's a beautiful thing to watch.
Yeah, he had a curve on that first inning. That just the bottom dropped a little bit the way it just fell, and you had the batter was completely off balance, swung over it. It just looked great, but hey, it does not get any easier because now you know you took off last night. You headed to the West Coast. You now play Seattle in a series, and they're only in first place in the West. So they have gotten the best pitching this season so far from their starters in probably one of the tougher stretches, and I know that. You're talking about what Sale and Morton did. Elder went five, and I believe a third yesterday, only gave up two runs. Mm. All of that was coming off of Max Fried and Ronaldo Lopez against the Marlins throwing 16 innings of one run combined. So it's been really, really good so far the last week, I would say, and a half from the Braves. So look, keep it rolling. Win all these games early, and when you get in those dog days of summer and you're kind of banged up. You'll have a little bit of a cushion to fall back on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.